This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
It's insane.
He did a lot of dirt.
I got something on.
That's 50% stupid.
I wouldn't do little kids because that's, you know, I don't know.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
Freaking punch it, bitch!
Have you ever had a grown man take your pants off?
And I'm gonna shove a burrito in my ass.
Wild card, bitches!
Wake up, bitch, you're my new best friend.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Now you've had enough, bitch.
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch.
Lace him up, you little bitch. Let's go. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Freaking punch it, bitch. She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch. What is up with that?
Would I have to lay on the naked guy the entire flight?
Hello.
The answer to that question is yes. Yes, you would.
Hope you're having a nice little Friday.
That was flight detainment news. There, I saw a story about that.
What?
See that? The flight detainment?
What happened?
Oh, they needed to use like shoelaces and something to subdue some guy.
Shoelaces?
Well, that was the whole lay on the naked guy drop. Yeah. I'll look up the story. I'm pretty sure I sent it to you too.
Stuff. That one dude, that one guy choked the guy out and he ended up dying. That dude.
What?
It was in New York. There was the guy that.
I was on the subway.
He was on the subway and he came in and said, like, oh, some people are going to die.
Yeah.
Marine.
That guy got off.
Yeah, he got off. But he went to, I mean, that guy was on trial for murder.
For like 3 years.
Yeah, dude, that's like some scary stuff. And I'm not here to, you know, I don't know. It's up to you to decide what he did or not was worth it. But you got to be careful now, man. Like, you subdue some guy on an airplane and some naked guy, you choke him. Next thing you know, you're going to prison.
That's why I don't get involved, man.
Rob him out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'll watch.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone now just videotapes. That's the key, is you just break out your phone.
I wouldn't even think to videotape. I would just watch.
Yeah.
I would be captivated.
Yeah. It is weird when you see something going down that everyone's, not everyone, but most people's reaction is to take out their phone. It was like that one guy that lit the lady on fire. People were filming it. There was a lady on a subway, literally Human Torch style, and people were just filming it. Like, no one bothered to try to put her out. No one tried to tackle the guy. Like, lady on fire. They're like, New York, what are you going to do?
Yeah, crazed Frontier Airlines passenger restrained by fellow travelers with shoelaces and flex cuffs after he cracks plane window.
What are flex cuffs?
They're the little
the zip tie
handcuff
things.
Oh.
Like riot cops use them and stuff.
Where, how could shoelaces? Well, I guess if you get enough of them.
Yeah, you need to tie them all together. I mean, you need something.
He broke the window.
I'll read more. Cracked it. Yeah.
I think those are double. Like
those are. Yeah.
Yeah, like, but still. Look, if someone's kicking at the window of an airplane, again, that's one of those, even you got to admit, if that happens, you got to do something.
He was repeatedly punching the seat in front of him before cracking the window with his foot.
Yeah, I can't.
I think I read this. This guy is, and he just said he just freaked out. He was like having a panic attack or something.
Probably.
Because I mean, what he
like,
said.
Would you then, if someone was like punching the window of the airplane, would you be like, not my problem? Is it is your problem now? You're on a freaking airplane.
There's two different things there. One is, am I sitting next to him? And two, am I sitting 20 rows away? 20 rows away, there's plenty of people in between us that will step in.
You're not same row, you're row behind. So you can clearly see what's going, you're behind.
Well, speaking of not my problem, the reports here say the flight attendants, they just disappeared. We couldn't find them anywhere.
Wait, so where'd like, they go?
Not my problem.
They're hiding in the cockpit? Front
frontier.
Oh my God. I don't know, man. It depends on how serious it is.
Yeah.
Like,
he's kicking a window.
Yeah, but there's lawsuits and, like, there's trained people on the flight, and one of them is not me.
Are there trained people?
Supposedly.
I don't think so.
There are.
I don't think there's air. Like, I don't buy that for
there's
a second.
There's people. Okay, let me rephrase it. There are people that know proper protocols in situations like that. They're trained.
Yeah.
Those are the people that should handle situations such as those.
I've been on a lot of flights where Trudy and her staff, I'm not certain they're handling the guy who's kicking at the door. I
leave that to you, you male heroes. You're all high tea. Like, I'm going to step in and save the day here. You guys go for it. You need anything, let me know.
Again, I understand your aversion to getting involved, but there are times where it does involve you at that point when someone is trying to open a door on an airplane or
speak
whatever.
For yourself.
I was like, I'll be fine. It's a little, just buckle your seatbelt tighter, you'll be fine. Because the door opening wouldn't kill you, you know, as long as you're buckled in, right?
So I have two things I have to present. One is, and we'll do this next, this is one I mentioned, are you in the wrong if you do this?
Yeah.
It is an airplane one. And it went viral because people were debating this.
Oh.
This is one of those where it's a pretty mundane thing, mm-hmm. but people are split on this. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, you can't do that. And then other people are like, why not?
Hmm.
One of those.
Interesting.
So we'll get to that. And it's not like recline your seat or anything.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are like, I am a don't recline your seat guy.
Yeah, you're 100%. And I'm a situational.
Situational,
recliner.
Yeah. And other people are like, why wouldn't I? That's it, recline. And I get that point of view too.
Yeah.
But
they're wrong, but you know.
I agree. It's
you're
a little
wrong,
rude.
But yeah, I
being
get
an
it.
Ass.
A lot of people that are like that.
So we've got that. And then I would like to, before the end of the hour, I need to present you a hacking incident.
Mm-hmm.
This occurred to me this morning. Yeah, I mean, in a way I was.
Right.
And I got to tell you, because we always talk about the hacking of the olds, and like the olds are, they're gullible, you know.
Yeah.
And well,
my grandma was schnickered for like $100,000.
Yeah.
Gambling.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And my dad called me the other day. He's like, we got a real problem.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, he luckily a crisis averted, but he was on the phone with them.
Uh-oh.
Trying to give, you know, like, it's like,
Yeah, well, the old are trusty.
Now, guys trusty. Like you and I who are just so spry and in the prime of our life and such brain power, oftentimes you see like the mailers or the emails or you see it, you can snuff it out pretty quick, right?
Yeah. Some of them are decent. Some of them are better than others.
This one, I don't really know what to do.
Huh.
And I want your guys' opinion on this. Yeah.
And someone's saying that watching you, Juan Isaac Rupp, on the John Quiñones, what would you do, would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'd get
a lot of heat.
I would love
the country would not like
no,
this guy.
No. No, you would be voted off the island very early.
America guy's like, what's that guy doing?
No matter what situation, Rob.
Yeah, you know what he's doing? He's minding his own business. That's what he's doing.
Rob's just ringing the stewardess bell. He's like,
call button.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I want to run. You want to do something about this guy?
Yes.
Any heroes here? You want to handle
Rob's
this guy?
Rob's soliciting anyone.
That's where the hard dudes are.
Anybody
think they're a hero here?
Here opportunity right here. right here. Probably get on the news. Let's go.
Yeah, anybody want to be on the news? Because
not me.
And then get sued. All right, so we'll get those items coming up next on The Fan. A raging online debate about airline etiquette. Mm-hmm. Here's the latest.
Yeah, has that now become the ultimate like battleground for good versus evil?
A little bit, because people are fed up.
Yeah,
like
people are losing it.
When you're being an ass.
Yeah.
We just don't have time for that anymore.
And now the plane has to be either turned around or it's got to, you got to, everyone's got to get off the plane.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. I mean, I just feel like this is like Stephen King's The Stand. This is the battle for the soul of the planet right now.
Well, I think we all just want to try, well, not all of us. I think those of us that try to be courteous to other people.
Yeah.
As a basic thing, basic value.
Right.
Those of us that do that. Yeah. Are severely bothered by those who don't and don't give a rip.
Yeah.
And there is no better place that manifests itself than on an airplane or in an airport.
Yes.
There's just no, because we're all there together. There's
you don't
tons
have a choice.
Of people.
It's the only, you know.
I'm trying to be courteous to you.
You find out real quick whether you care more about yourself or your fellow man. At least, and by a wide margin. Like you care whether someone has societal concerns.
Yeah.
All
like
of that.
The old adage is like the shopping cart thing, right? If you return shopping carts versus not, it's a good person, bad person. I feel like that, like airplane behavior.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
basic
that.
Things.
It's exactly. If you're at the airport and you're causing a problem, I just you're a bad.
It's not
you're
even
a
that.
Bad person.
It's just be considerate of other people. You are not the only person in the world.
Yes.
We're all trying to do the same thing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on a journey together.
Okay, a-hole.
And we all have to do it together. If one of you screws it up, it screws it up for everybody.
We're all stuck in this tube in the sky. No one particularly wants to be here. We're just trying to get where we're going, so let's all get along and figure it out.
And the other hard one is the person who's just got their head in their ass, that's all often really hard to deal with, too, because they'll be like, oh, I just wasn't paying. I'm anxious. I wasn't paying attention. Well, do better. Okay? You got other people around you. Yeah.
I'm with you, but it is hard to make someone who's unaware more aware.
I know, but it's annoying. It's no less annoying.
No, it's no less annoying.
The completely
that's for sure.
Oblivious guy is the worst.
Yeah.
Mostly
wake
he can't,
up, dude.
There's not a lot he can do about it, so he's constantly being told how oblivious
he
is.
There's got to be something you can do about that. Maybe a pill or something?
maybe the what is the, like a severance sort of thing, right? We just, you know. We put a non-a-hole implant in your head. Makes
wake
you
up, idiot.
We can buzz someone.
So this one is...
Wake up, bitch. You're my new best friend.
Are you in the wrong if you move someone else's carry-on?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what happened was... So picture yourself in a pretty tight plane.
Yeah.
Bin space is at a premium.
Oh, yeah.
You have... somebody has one of those wheelie... carry-ons.
Yep.
You know, they always say wheels out, right?
Yes.
Put the wheels out.
Yep.
Well, this one was sitting in the bin, but it was it wasn't wheels back. It was wheels to the side.
Sure.
So the only way...
Hot dog and hamburger, you know, it was that.
It was hot dog.
And that's no good.
And that was the only way it fit.
Yeah.
So, limited space, the next guy comes along, and he tries to turn it so that the wheels are out like they tell you to... That's how they tell you to put it in there?
Taking liberties, doing a little...
Just doing a little reshuffling his bag fits.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't fit that way, which is why it was turned the other way. And so he moves it. This is the debate.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Look, it's dicey.
To someone else's baggage.
Because
now you're moving... Because you don't know whose bag that is.
No,
one,
you
don't know where they're sitting.
Yeah.
Because you certainly don't want to put it behind where they're sitting, right? Because they don't want to go... upstream to get it.
Yeah.
So what do you do there?
This is a tough one.
A lot of people split on this.
I can see this is a good one because I can see both sides to this thing. I keep going back. But ultimately, here's my thing. You can't touch someone else's stuff.
I think I'm with you on
that.
The
correct response is, you assume, right, that the owner of that bag is within a 2 to 3 row radius. Right?
I would assume that.
So you have to do the, hey, real quick, anybody, is this anyone's bag? The green roller here, is this anyone's bag? And then you got to do that. Do you mind if I just I just think it's a really, really bad. Yeah. Now, if someone moved my bag, I wouldn't care.
See,
when you're touching someone else's stuff, you better be prepared that someone's going to have a reaction.
Yeah. Here's where I am, though. This is a shared space, and if you put your stuff up there all willy-nilly and you don't know what's going on, that shouldn't be my problem. And I know you can alert that person, but I think if you're respectful of their bag and you move it, if you reconfigure it in the same bin, I have no problem whatsoever. You take that bag out of the bin and you're putting it somewhere else, big problem. You can't do that. But if we're all just trying to make it all fit, no issue moving the bag.
So you don't have a problem with him trying to put it wheels out?
No.
But what then do you do if it doesn't fit? It didn't fit. So now he's like, okay, should I put it back in the improper way and now my bag won't fit, or do I move it?
Yeah, no, that's correct. You put it back in the way that it did fit and you find another spot for your bag. You can't remove that's their bag from the bin, but I think you can try to make everybody's fit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm with you. I just think you leave it alone. And it sucks.
And I'd prefer to leave it alone. If there's an open bin on the other side, I'll just take that one.
I'm just saying, man, anytime you touch a person, you touch their belongings, and you don't get permission, and I'm not saying it's right, that, especially now with this unhinged, I swear to God, we are so unhinged now. I just think that's a risky move. You're just asking for the Rizzler behind you to be like, hey, man, what the F? And now all of a sudden, you're in a confrontation, and it's a conversation that doesn't need to be had. Now, I will tell you, if you do the, hey, anyone's bag, and no one gives you a response, then maybe at that point, then I go for the rearrange. But
then out pops John Quinones.
Yeah, but I just think you got to ask.
I wouldn't even ask. I would just be like, a-hole, and then move on. I would mutter under my breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, you selfish. Whatever.
You aloof bitch.
But your bag fits, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not touching other people's stuff.
Because I also think about this, and like if I see someone that has clearly, it's like a double parker, right? When you see someone that's double parked or done something.
That's annoying.
Well, not only is it annoying, but I have to assume that you know you don't care. You are already signifying to me that you don't give an F. No. About the rest of us.
That's right.
So when you put, you know, there's limited space and you've done this, everyone knows you go hamburger, you don't go hot dog. You've gone hot dog anyways. You're clearly saying, dude, touch my bag, bitch. See what happens. I think that's that hyper aggressive person that's daring someone to touch my bag.
And I just tell that person, look, man, I was just trying to make everything fit. And then that's, and I hope that that's the end of it.
But now, yeah, you hope, but now you're in a tussle.
Okay, so that person's now going to get up and throw a punch at me because I tried to make it all fit.
Here comes the viral video, and it's you.
Yeah, dude,
but I'm not the aggressor. I'm getting paid in this one,
bitch. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still, like, you just.
I'd take a punch for that.
They don't have weapons. They went through TSA.
That's right.
Dude, especially you get some dude, and he's wearing white Oakleys, and he's got a soul patch, and there's a grunt-style T-shirt that he's wearing, even though he didn't serve in the military. And, like, that's just. I feel like that's the guy. And you just, you know, there's a barbed wire tattoo somewhere. Just be careful. I don't need that. Like, I'm just trying to get to Boca Raton to see grandma. I don't need this sort of stress.
I'll find another place for my bag.
Exactly.
I'll be the bigger man and check my carry-on. How about that?
But if I look around and there isn't any other space, I'm moving that bag.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bold move.
I'm not.
I don't think it's that bold.
Yeah.
I think it's bold of them to put it up there that way, thinking it won't be touched.
Yeah. And at least on the plane, you know that everything is, it should be, everyone should be relatively safe. Like, especially out in the world, out in public, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Because then it could have a gun.
Well, I was talking to some people. I was leaving jiu-jitsu the other day, and we were talking to some people, and there was, how do I say it? Like, there can definitely be some chest puffing amongst people that do that on a regular basis. And I was trying to remind someone, you know what beats jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or anything else? A gun. Like,
knife.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I get
machete,
it.
Machete.
It's nice to be able to, like, handle yourself, and I get it. You're confident. You're like, you feel like in most situations you can handle yourself. But it's also not okay to, like, go around and be like, dude, I'm just going to strangle whoever comes my way if I get it. Yeah, right until that guy pulls a knife and stabs it in your throat. Or, you know, it's that sort of thing. Like, you just, in this day and age, Just be prepared when you start messing with someone else's car, luggage, whatever, shopping cart, you may be starting an inadvertent chain of events.
I'm confident in my ability to defuse.
Who was the poor bastard, right? In Portland, who, he got in a confrontation, some dude was like blocking the road or whatever, and he got out of his car to go over to tell the guy he was being an ass. Didn't say he walked over to the guy. Didn't run. He just walked over to the guy's car. Guy rolls down his window. Remember the dude in the Mercedes?
Yeah, shot him.
Shot him. And that guy's dying words were, "Sorry, I was having a bad day." And that guy didn't. I'm not saying that it's that guy's fault or anything. You should be able to walk over to someone and be like, "Hey, asshat, like you're being a real doucher right now." But again, you may be inadvertently starting yourself down a path of destruction.
I'm just of the opinion now, like Buck was saying, you know, I'm confident in my ability to defuse as well, but there are some people
you can.
You are not defusing that situation.
Man. For sure. But if someone goes, "Hey, what the hell?" and they get mad at me, I'll be like, "Well, I'm not going to get back in their face." Well, you did. Like, you can escalate or you can de-escalate.
Yeah. Until he shoots you,
he can't. We're on a plane.
Well, maybe he snuck a.
See the plane. That's why I said the plane.
The plane is a safe space to do this.
That's why I said at least on the plane. You know,
it's the perfect place to take a stand.
That is kind of the perfect place.
Take a stand for society. Damn it!
That is the plane. Is the one place.
What if he breaks your neck? Idiot.
But again, lawsuit. He's gonna break my neck because I touched his bag.
I think he might.
No, I'm already defusing.
You've set him on. Look,
sorry, man. I'll buy you a drink. Just trying to get to the same place as you are.
Oh, you won't buy him a drink.
If it'll get him to shut up and get off my back.
So I'm saying you can't live scared, Sook. I'm not saying
I don't think Sook is living scared.
What on earth is that comment? Good grief.
Yeah.
It's called being sensible.
That's my thing. I promise you, when I'm out and about, there are very few times that I live scared. But I'm also smart enough to know that if you can avoid the... One of the best, one of the toughest dudes on the planet is pay any attention to him, but he's an ex-Navy SEAL guy, and he's got a big podcast, and everyone loves his name's Jocko. And, dude, the dude looks like, if you were to create, like, a scary human being in a lab, like, you would create this guy, right? And he tells people all the time, he goes, because people ask him, like, self-defense strategy, fight strategy, he's like, run away. He's like, run away. Like,
what? No,
he's like, just leave.
What?
He's like, the only time that there will be a conflict. He even says, like, if someone pushes me, if someone swings at me, like, what should he do? Run away. He said, the only time he will act is if you grab me. He's like, if you grab me, now it's different. But other than that, he's like, you can't do it. And that's not living. Trust me, that dude is not scared of anyone. And yet there is a guy who, one of the baddest human beings on the planet, and his advice is, dude, this isn't worth it. Look, it's just not worth it.
Aren't most males wired that they're not really scared? Like, especially white men.
Yeah.
You're not really scared. But it doesn't mean you have to be super machismo. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Well, and look, I'll tell you this.
I think we all know that there are going to be situations where you just gotta, there's something, you're, it's time.
Yeah.
This sucks, but I gotta do something here.
Yeah.
I just don't think that many dudes are scared of that.
Yeah.
But there are way more dudes that are like talking like or thinking like you talk.
Yeah.
They're just sensible. Like they have a brain to quickly decipher, okay, the smart thing to do here is get out of this situation. Yeah. Whereas people that Buck's talking about that I'm terrified of these people.
They're looking
these all
for
the time.
It.
But not only are they looking for it, but there are people that are absolutely triggered. They are seeing red, and there is no... They don't even know what they're doing. They're so flipped out that it's visceral. They cannot control it. That's not something I'm dealing with because, dude, there's no telling what that person's going to do in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, and those, like you said, there's people out there, I swear to God, that are looking for these... they're looking one way or the other. They're looking to get in a confrontation, or they want to be the one that solves the confrontation. And we're way too confident in our abilities. We got way too many dudes walking around out there thinking that they're Jean-Claude Van Damme and they can just handle any situation known to man. And it's just, again, I feel very confident in my abilities against most people that don't have a gun if I run into them. But it also doesn't mean that I'm looking to get into a confrontation every time. For the most part, as you said, you can defuse, you can walk away, and you don't need to be in that auto zone right there.
like, auto zone.
You get your wiper blade somewhere else.
Auto zone catching strays.
or the Target or wherever else you're at. Like, you see these massive things that go down, and you're like, dude, I was at Target trying to buy, like, sheets. Oh.
Here's the thing.
Maybe head down to the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Great text on this. Go spend a day in any courtroom. People are dumb. Nothing is worth your freedom.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yes.
Right there.
One of my favorite lines, if I'm ever out at a bar or a concert and things kind of get a little whatever, and I stole it from a Robert Downey Jr. movie, but I've used it so many times to defuse things. I always say this. Look, maybe you can kick my ass, maybe I kick your ass. But this ends one of two ways for both of us. One of us goes to the hospital and one of us goes to jail. I don't want to be in the hospital and I don't want to be in jail. So can I buy you a beer and we just let this go? And I'm telling you, that works so many times. Because it gives the person an out as opposed to being like, listen here, you little candy ass. You keep this up, I'm going to kick your ass. You give them the sensible out to walk away and be like, dude, maybe you do beat my ass. But let's not do it because I don't want either outcome.
Do you want to know what else is applicable here?
What?
This is yet another example of why I always say we need to reduce testosterone in every male
33%.
By 33.6%.
Yeah.
I think this segment is 33.6% over.
Problem solved. Okay, I have a hacking...
You want to start something, Buck? You want to start something right now?
No, I don't want to start anything. I just like to move the conversation to the other side of the segment. See, this is me diffusing.
So I have a hacking situation that I need an opinion on. I kind of don't know what to do. That's next. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis. I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
Hold on. Waiting. There you go.
Did you hear that?
I did.
I just farted.
Yeah, you've been a little gassy today.
Did you hear the mic?
What?
Did you do it into the mic?
No. If I would, if the mic bent down that far, I think I would.
Yeah, Rob's just been a little gassy.
I have been.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's I have today. Here's a sitch. Normally these are pretty easy to snuff out, but I woke up this morning and I had 4 emails from something called Afterpay in my inbox.
All right.
Okay, so Afterpay, I don't know if you have you ever heard of Afterpay?
I have not.
So I looked it up, and Afterpay seems to be a real thing.
Okay.
And it is it's just a scenario where you set up an account and you can go shopping and then pay later. I don't know how it works. But so it's
Afterpay, like where so you pay after.
So it's a credit card?
I don't know.
No offense, but I feel like that's just a credit card.
It looks legit, okay?
Right.
I'm just saying I went, because I know nothing of it.
Yeah.
But Afterpay.com is a thing. And I'm looking at it right here. You can log in, how Afterpay works, shopping categories, retailers, get the app. You know, it's an app.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe there's rewards for doing it, you know.
I'm not really sure how it works in terms of allowing you to pay later, but whatever.
Yeah.
So Afterpay sends me the first email. It says, "Welcome to Afterpay, Isaac Rock."
Okay. It's like PayPal does something like this. Like if you have a PayPal account, you can buy anything up to a certain point, and then I think it's over $100. You have 6 months to pay it off, interest free, with PayPal.
Yeah, I think where they get you is if you don't pay it time.
Yeah, it's just
then they just gouge you,
hammer you with a really high rate.
It's up to Keister, but yeah, I want to say it's like 6 months or something with any purchase over $100 on PayPal, and it's 0%.
So the first one says, "Welcome to Afterpay. Log into my account."
Yeah.
Second one says, "Your password has been successfully changed." Mm. Third one says, "Thanks for using Afterpay. Your Shop Simon order will be on its way." Yeah. "And your Afterpay payments will be charged automatically on the due dates below."
Yeah, these ones are way more complex than some of the Nigerian print scams.
Especially the multiple emails, because you will get that from an online retailer or something like that. It's like, here's confirmation, here's the next update.
So there are 4 charges. One has already been taken out of $68.74, and then there's 3 more scheduled at $68. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the total is only a couple $100, but...
Yeah.
Then it said, the next one says, "This message is to confirm that this email address is no longer being used for your Afterpay account." So after all that, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I go look at Afterpay and I realize that it's not my credit card or my wife's. So we check all our numbers and it is not our Visa.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody else has already been charged $68. I think they opened the account with my email and my information, but then changed that, so I can't log in with my email. Well, I don't know the password anyway, because it said password change, right?
Yeah.
Because you never signed up for it.
Because I never signed up for it.
Yeah.
So I sent a note through customer service to Afterpay saying, "Hey, this is not me."
Yeah.
Well, they send me a note back saying, "Well, we need your full name, your mobile number, your home address, and your date of birth." So now I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Is this the real, help customer service for a legit thing, or am I getting fished here?
But I did go to Afterpay, go look at it. Afterpay.com looks real.
Sue's bank account getting drained in 3, 2.
Yeah.
Right? And so I just went to the customer service on that.
Yeah.
And they want, and so now I'm like, I don't want to give you any of my information, but I know, and I knew this, sending them the note, I'm like, they're going to ask me for all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I can't give you that.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, in order to change this, we have to get that stuff.
Interesting.
So I don't know what to do.
Huh.
I think because it's not my credit card, I think I'm going to ignore it.
I would ignore it.
Yeah,
you would? I mean,
is that what you would do?
I think so.
As long as you are not being charged,
it's not my number.
I wouldn't give up any more information.
I would just leave it. I would leave it be. Yeah, I mean, that's just let sleeping dogs lie. I don't know what.
Somebody's getting charged though.
Yeah, but it's
unless
not,
they're just fishing from.
That's my thing. Is it's not you, and eventually, if someone else is getting charged, it's up for them to figure it out, not you.
That's kind of what I thought.
I mean, I've done that before. Well, I'll get something from, you know, whether it's Amazon or, you know, whatever, it'll be stores that I shop at, like Nordstrom Rack, or, you know, a place that you've ordered something from before, and you'll get that and be like, "Hey, your order is blah blah blah, or it can't be delivered," and I always instantly do that. Well, I didn't order anything, and so then like your antenna goes up. Yeah, some of them are actually pretty good. Some of the phishing stuff I think has gotten way harder to detect. My gal asks me about it all the time. She's like, somehow I'm the judge on that. She's like, hey, does this look legit to you?
Yeah, my wife does too. She's like, what is this? I'm like, that's junk.
Well, I'm just always like, dude, if it seems funky, chances are I consider it funky. And then it's like, yeah, we're not dealing with that.
All right, so we're ignoring this.
We're ignoring it. But you did the right thing. They always say that if you ever get an email or something that you don't understand, never click on any link.
No.
You go to your computer, right, or whatever. You go to the website of the company and you call customer service.
But I will say,
and that's what you did.
The emails are from Afterpay. Yeah. Like, somebody did create an account, but it really, the only thing that happened was they had my email address. That's really it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
So
it's basically just people just mine all this info, and they just use random cards and emails so that they can never get caught.
It could be one of those where someone's just, you know, it's someone's stolen credit card, your email address, and it's all just, you know.
And they put in a password, then they change the password, they change the email, and then who the hell is going to track them down?
Yeah. And someone's saying it could just be sophisticated phishing. Yeah, it's just, it just leave it, man.
YouTube chat saying, I've worked in IT for over a decade. It's the Wild West out there. The only thing I'd recommend, make sure you do change your existing password if they were using your email.
Yeah. But I don't have an Afterpay account.
No. For your email.
Because
they were using your email to get in. If they're
okay,
that's just the safest thing to kind of make sure you're buttoned up on the back end.
And honestly, I will say this: that I don't know who your bank with or who your credit card's with, but like
Trump,
Trump. Yeah, the Trump credit bank. Card companies I think are phenomenal.
Yeah.
China with
especially American Express,
dude. They are
killer.
Yeah, they just their fraud department. They let you know, and it's the I've had my stuff tinkered with a couple times. I've never lost a dollar. Yeah. It always gets handled in a matter of minutes. They're great. So I don't stress too much about it anymore. As long as I don't do anything dumb, I kind of figure the Chase has my back.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Everybody enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's it. Go Birds.
No, go Chiefs.
Yeah, I thought you were betting the Chiefs.
He's not.
I'm not.
He's a coward.
I'm not touching it.
Why don't you bet the Birds?
Well, because I want Kansas City to lose, and if I gamble on them, then it's going to bother me. So, it's obscene. I just got some props.
That is obscene.
I got
props.
Obscene. Anywho.
How many props does Buckley have out there on Sunday, do you think?
Oh, my God.
You asked me about this. I think the number is going to be around 20.
I think I got 7 that I bet. And nothing insane. I got, like, I got some yards from different receivers.
You mean nothing obscene?
Nothing obscene, no.
Well, which ones do you like? Which receivers do you like?
What were some of the ones?
This makes 27 for Buckley now.
Well, I got to pull up my... I'm going to pull my my games.
Just, you know what?
Golf. Golf.
What I really like, though, is the longest touchdown, Philadelphia Eagles, is a big one that I like. Kay. And I like longest completion for Mahomes under 33.5.
I like that.
So those are two that I have off the off
22 top of my mind. Buck. 22 and counting.
Tail.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We're back Monday, 3-7, Finger Night.
Here comes Johnny, gonna tell you the story. Hand me now my walking shoes. Here comes Johnny with the power and the glory. Black beat, the talking blues. He got the action, he got the motion. And a boy can play. The dedication, the devotion, the turning all the night time.
Warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.